tap, wham, bump, tap, tap, tap. Gold Mary in the bag, tied around my handy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. See, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man, herb, herb man.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another program of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my trusted associate and producer, Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins believes teaching healthy living can reverse diseases and extend life. He advocates holistic medicine. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com. WPFW presents Genius Plus Soul equals Ray and John, Tuesday, September 23rd, 5 a.m. until midnight. This will be a fundraising birthday tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Think Hit the Road Jack.
All right.
Naima.
All right, that sounds like an outstanding presentation. You know, this afternoon I thought I wanted to look at eating ourselves into an early grave.
Yes.
Eating ourselves into an early grave. I thought about this, Brother Frank, because I heard on the radio last week that we eat in this country over 50 billion with a B hamburgers every year. That the average American is eating at least three hamburgers a week.
Wow.
And then I went online to verify this statement, and it's true. But I also looked and saw that we're eating about one and a third to one and a half hot dogs a week.
Mercy.
We're eating so much junk food, you know, that we're literally eating ourselves to death. You know, now I know that this statement is a provocative statement, but it highlights a serious health consequence of our modern dietary habits. Mm. All right. Well, you know, it is not true that you will necessarily eat one hamburger and then drop dead. But it is true that the long-term effects of our poor nutrition our overconsumption is a major contributor to a number of premature deaths, you know? And if we just start looking at them, we will see that there are certain, it used to be a local trend in the United States, but now it's becoming widespread. It's becoming a global trend. Why is that, Frank? Why is this not just limited to the United States?
Americanism is spreading worldwide. I mean, the advertising, the sales, it's just ridiculous.
Man, we are going out doing evangelism.
Yeah. For the devil, man.
and we are taking these foods, these sugary drinks, these large proportion size. You know, I remember, I don't know, was it called White House? Them little hamburgers.
White Castle.
Man, them hamburgers are so thin. you could almost see through them. You know? But now we have these oversized hamburgers. Yep. You know? And then you got the double and probably triple, quadruple deckers. You know? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And what's happening is that this trend coincides with a decline in physical activity. Because we get this food and we sit down at the ignorant box and we're spending our days watching television or on our computers or some other non-physical activity, literally killing ourselves. You know, we've talked about this thing obesity. You know, I have to let you know that you don't have to be obese to eat poorly. You know, when I was in school, my nickname was Weenie Bill because you could almost see through me, Brother Frank, like that hot dog. I mean, like that hamburger. I was so skinny, you know, but I'm telling you, I was a vegetarian now. I have to admit that. Mm-hmm. But I was also a sugar junkie.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was craving sugary foods, but obesity is now a major link to many, many diseases. You know, in fact, I read someplace that it's associated with the top 10 leading causes of death in this country. Obesity.
Wow.
You know, obesity. And when I was when I finished medical school, obesity was not considered a disease. It was just a risk factor. Well, it's a risk factor, but obesity is now a disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it's a major, major problem. You know, when we look at heart disease and strokes, you know, that they are also associated with diets that are high in saturated and trans fats, high in sugar and salt, sodium salt, you know, and these same foods also lead to hypertension and inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this inflammation thing so many times that most of our listeners can probably call and give a lecture on inflammation because it is associated with just about all of the chronic diseases.
Yes.
All right. And fatty foods, animal foods, processed foods and sugar
mm-hmm.
are major causes of inflammation. All right. And so All of these things are leading to heart disease, strokes, hypertension, you know, major, major cardiovascular diseases. And then we have diabetes. Lord have mercy. Over 50% of Americans have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, or pre-diabetes, you know? And we've talked about numerous times that diabetes is associated with what we call insulin resistance. It's not a lack of insulin. It's the insulin that we have that's actually being overproduced can't work.
Mm-hmm.
It can't work because there's resistance at the cellular level. And this resistance is caused by animal fat and animal protein and processed foods. You know, and so these refined carbohydrates, these sugars, these fatty foods are leading to diabetes. And then diabetes leads to blindness, amputation, kidney failure, you know, neuropathy, all kinds of other diseases, even contributes to heart disease. And so we're literally eating ourselves into an early grave. And I dare say that people, when they sit down at the table, they don't think about the fact that they're committing, in the process of committing suicide. They're sitting down trying to get good nutrition. But what we call good nutrition is not good nutrition. Oftentimes, patients will come to me, Brother Frank, and I say, tell me about your diet. And they'll say, I have a good diet. And then I will tell them, let me determine whether it's good or not. Just tell me what you're eating. All right? Just tell me what you're eating. And when they finish, I let them know you've been deceived.
Mm-hmm.
You've been misinformed. Your diet is not good at all. Matter of fact, it's quite deadly. And then I would take them to the literature, Brother Frank, because I don't want people to believe that this is just Ted Watkins, you know, and he's had a bad dream, and he's coming up with all this stuff. I take them to the statistics, you know, mm-hmm. and let them see what the reality is, you know, and not only is heart disease and strokes and diabetes, but even cancers, you know, cancer of the colon, cancer of the breast,
yes, sir.
Pancreatic cancer. All of these are also associated with our diets. This non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is mm-hmm. also associated with a diet high in sugar and unhealthy fats that build up as fats in the liver and cause all kind of serious problems, you know? And so we are, you know, just killing ourselves, you know? You know, you don't die instantly from eating that cheeseburger. But I'm telling you, the cumulative effect of that poor diet will certainly increase the risk of you having a premature death, you know? And I used to think that the people just wanted to die, Frank, because they just kept eating that stuff in spite of the so much information being out there. But one of the problems is when they go to their doctors, where they should be getting good information about how to be healthy, instead of getting good information about how to be healthy, they're getting information Well, they ain't getting information. They're getting prescriptions.
Prescriptions. That's right.
They're getting prescriptions to go and control symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Not control diseases, control symptoms of the disease. And part of the problem is that the doctors have never been taught. When they were in medical school, they may have gotten just a couple minutes worth of information about nutrition. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, this is a good time to apologize to the audience. I said a couple of weeks ago that I don't take any medicine. I will take medicine if I need to.
All right.
I'm working on the cause of the problem, the cause of the problem. While I take medicine, and I take very little or as few as possible, and I'm working on the cause naturally with the herbs and exercise and rest.
And diet.
And diet most of all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've told people I'm not against medicine. I'm against the overuse of medicine.
Yes.
I'm against the belief that if you have diabetes, you need to immediately be placed on insulin or metformin or some other medicine,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to getting to the root of the problem, which is obesity, which is overconsumption of those bad fat-producing foods,
yeah,
which is caused by the foods that produce the insulin resistance. We need to get to the core of the problem and correct that problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Correct that problem. And we need to get past all this bad information. There's so much misinformation being around. I've talked a lot about the rice diet, Brother Frank. And I'm telling you, probably half the people, when I tell them I'm going to put them on the rice diet, they'll say, oh, no, rice, that's not good for you. And I say, well, why is it then that the people who live the longest in the world, the rural Africans and the Asians eat
Indians.
Rice?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I didn't think about that, Dr. Watkins. Yeah, it's because we have been miseducated. All right?
Purposely.
It appears that it's purpose. I won't get into a person's head, but I'm telling you, there's so much information out there. All right, I remember I was talking to Dr. Esselstyn, Codwell Esselstyn,
mm-hmm.
At Cleveland Clinic. You know, he is one of the doctors that showed that with a plant-based diet, you could reverse heart disease. He did angiographic studies before and after and showed that heart disease could be reversed. So I was talking to him one day, and his first study, he had 24 people that started, 18 that finished and had the reversal. He said, Doc, I now have 100 people.
Wow.
He said, maybe they'll listen now. I said, Doc, wake up. You can have 1,000.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 2,000.
I could have said 10,000.
Yep, yep.
You can have 1,000,000. They ain't going to listen because there's too much money in medicine,
mm-hmm.
too much money in the wrong kind of medicine. I don't have a problem with making money. I have a problem with not You know, I wanted to be a doctor since age 5 because I felt that doctors help people get well. I believe it is our job to help patients get well. And getting well is not having a normal blood pressure. Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a normal blood pressure. You can have a normal blood sugar. Your cancers can actually disappear. And you're not well. Your cancer is not gone. It's just in hiding. Blood pressure is down, but the hypertension is still rolling on.
Still there.
The blood sugar is down, but your eyes, your kidneys, your arteries are still getting clogged. Mm. Why? Because the process
is still going on.
It's still going on. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. I know I'm crazy, but if you got a question or comment, give us a call. 202-588-0893.
I got a question, Doc.
Yes, sir, Brother Frank.
How many, what's the worst case of the number of medications that you saw in a person? I've seen a person take 21 different medications and still suffer.
Yes, yes. I've seen them come in with bags of medicine. Yeah, 20 or more. Yeah. Mm. And they think they're doing, but yeah. what is almost equally as bad is I have patients come in with a bag of supplements. All right. And they're taking all them supplements out and they're still sick. They're coming to me because they're taking those supplements and they're still sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we need is not supplements. We need a good diet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need a good diet. We need foods that you've grown in your backyard or your friend has grown in their backyard. Or on their porch. We need to be eating wholesome foods. You know, the book, Back to Eden, you know, the author, he says, Jeffrey Kloss, he says that you should eat foods grown in your local environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's been allowed to ripen on the vine. And when you do that, you will not eat yourself into an early grave. All right? What you will do is reverse the diseases that you've accumulated by eating that diet that's going to put you into the early grave. That's the beautiful thing about it, Brother Frank. Our God is so awesome that in spite of us messing up, He still gives us grace.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us mercy. If we are willing to change, we can get rid of, you know, a lot of those chronic diseases. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was diagnosed with diabetes maybe 10 years ago. And my weight, I guess they call me obese, but my weight back then was like 290. I'm down to 250 now. Recently, my doctor prescribed Ozempic. Now, I've been on Ozempic for maybe 6 weeks, 2 months. I went to get my lab work done. My A1C has gone down to 5.3. But I have changed my diet. And I have been exercising on a regular basis. So what can you comment about that?
So Ozempic can help you lose weight and can bring that blood sugar down, all right?
Okay.
But there are a number of side effects to Ozempic. Plus, it's extremely expensive, you know. And I believe that your best thing is to make that change in diet. I won't tell you to stop using Ozempic, but I'll tell you that I routinely get my patients down to that number and lower on no medication. All right. I get them down to the ideal body weight. What how tall are you?
I'm 5'11", almost 6 foot, but 5'11".
All right. So at 5'11", you should be about 175 pounds. 175 to about 185 pounds. And and to really get your diabetes under control and reversed, you need to get to that weight. All right. So I hope you're exercising on a regular, consistent basis, you know, and you're dealing with your stress as well as getting off of those foods that's causing the insulin resistance in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so in other words, I've got more work to put in. But my diet has changed. I'm not eating bread. I'm not eating sweets. And I've cut sodas. I drink like iced teas. I make my own teas, herbal teas.
All right. All right. Well, you're making some good progress. You know, I take it to the level. When I was in school, it hit me one day that you have to work very hard to make a C. All right. what is it? 79 is a C, C plus, but it's still a C. If you add just another 11 points, you're up to 90, and that's an A minus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I said, wait a minute. If I have to work this hard to make a C, why don't I just put in a little bit more work and get an A? I think the same thing can be said for our diets and our lifestyle.
Quick comment. I'm still taking metformin.
So you're taking metformin and you're taking Ozempic. So,
yes. Ozempic is just weak. I'm sorry. Let me listen to you. Go ahead.
So, you know, my patients, I say that their diabetes is reversed when they can be off all their medication and their blood sugars still are normal.
Okay.
And that's what that's our goal. And I would suggest that should be a goal for you, because when that happens, your body is no longer destroying your kidneys, your eyes, your heart, your nerves, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
All right, my brother. I don't want to discourage you now. I'm proud of the progress that you're making. But let's take it to the next level. Let's get that A.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Yes, call her.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, Dr. Watkins, how you doing? It's
great.
It's a pleasure. I listen at you all the time, refer people to you. You know, I just want to say that I haven't taken the flu shot in over 20 years. I didn't take the COVID shot, and I didn't get COVID. Some of my family members, daughters got it, but I didn't get it. And, you know, I take supplements. I heard you talking about supplements, but I try to, you know, eat natural and, you know, try to do a lot of things. I go to West Africa a lot and eat a lot of natural foods. Supplements. I just want to get your comment. You know, I eat the ginger root, olive leaf, you know, oil of oregano, things like that. I remember you talked about the oil of oregano.
To me, those are not supplements. Those are herbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a difference. I'm talking about supplements when we talking about calcium and magnesium and that kind of stuff. You know,
right? Yes, sir.
I think if you want some calcium, get you some green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some seeds.
Right.
You know, put them seeds and green leafy vegetables in your smoothie, and you'll get plenty of calcium and magnesium in a form that the body can properly utilize. That's what I'm talking about.
And I got one last question. Okay, I went to the doctor. He said my cholesterol is a little bit high, right? And so he wanted to put me on this, I guess it starts with an S, some kind of something that helps you to lower your cholesterol.
Statin.
Okay. I had looked it up, and I had, before I went in there and seen him, you know, I looked it up and everything. And I'm like, he's like, well, I'm going to get you the statin. I was like, nah, I'm not taking no statin. You know what I'm saying? I said, no, you can put it in, but I'm not going to go and get the prescription. He said, I'm going to put it in. I said, no, I'm not taking that. So what are some other things you can do? I know, you know, but sometimes they say your high cholesterol, I'm 65, is, you know, good blood pressure, everything is great. You know, sometimes they say
we have to define what a high cholesterol is. You know,
right.
So, the Framingham study, which is the largest, longest prospective study looking at heart disease and cholesterol, showed that if you have a total cholesterol of 150 or a total cholesterol divided by the HDL of 3.4 or less, then you won't get heart disease. Dean and Shirley Ornish confirmed that with the study that they did to show that when you get on a good plant-based diet and exercise program, they did angiograms before and after, and it showed that as your total cholesterol came down, those blood vessels open up. But if you were the kind of person who genetically have a high cholesterol, if that HDL cholesterol went up, so that the ratio came down, then those blood vessels will open up too. So we have to look at what we're calling a high cholesterol.
Okay, I'm going to have to check in and look at both of them, HDL and what's the other one?
Total cholesterol.
Yeah, total cholesterol. And look at the total cholesterol, and then that will determine.
As well as the HDL.
Yeah, total cholesterol as well as the HDL to determine where I am. Okay.
All right.
So what would you suggest for some foods and different things to eat also for that? And I'm gone. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings be with you both.
Peace and blessings. Plant-based diet, man. Plant-based diet.
Yeah, I do that
food,
a lot. Yeah.
Whole food, plant-based diet, decreased stress and exercise. If you do that, Kyra Esselstyn, who I talked about earlier at Cleveland Clinic, when he put patients on this plant-based diet, in 2 weeks, the cholesterol was down.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's go back to our phones. Let's call you on the line.
Hey, Pop, how you doing?
I'm doing extremely well.
Very well, very nice. I just need you to go over this bean stuff. I need you to spill the beans for us. I don't think a lot of people get the importance of having beans in the diet. That's all.
So I tell people, I used to eat beans, what, Frank? Because I was poor.
Poor,
not poor, poor.
Mm-hmm.
I never eat them because I'm smart. All right? Beans lower cholesterol, decrease obesity. Beans actually has a predilection of getting rid of belly fat.
Yeah.
All right? Beans helps to reverse cancers. Beans, there's something in beans that because of the fiber and so forth in beans, you can get a diabetic, they can get what's called a second meal effect. In other words, they eat beans at one meal and it lowers their blood sugar And then at a second meal, they don't eat the beans, but they eat some junk stuff. But their sugar still don't go so high because of the beans that they ate at the previous meal. Beans are one of the best foods that you can eat. I had my beans this morning, all right? This morning I had my beans.
Me too.
And my rice, you know? And so, yeah, so I highly encourage beans. And they don't cause as much gas as we try to pretend. And if we keep eating them, for the most part, our bodies will adjust and get rid of the gas. Plus, there are things that you can do to cook those beans so that you get rid of the gas. And so that's what I would just say. Beans, good for the heart.
Yeah. And they're cheap.
And they're good.
And they're good.
I'll talk to you all later.
All right. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well.
So I was listening to all the conversation and the questions and the comments, and I wanted to speak on the fact that it's also National Suicide Prevention Month. And while I'm not exactly sure who you're speaking to, but my demographic of people, we're learning about mental health and things like that. And in my demographic of people, we also have a problem with high cholesterol and high blood pressure. Now, some of the medications they recommend for us can actually counteract with the medications that are for our high blood pressure and our cholesterol. So my question to you is, if someone has a serious mental health issue such as schizophrenia, bipolar depression, you also have the narcissistic personality disorder, which can be medically treated and also treated with group therapy and talk therapy, what do you recommend if they also have heart problems or they have cholesterol issues? How do they combat that?
So, once again, I'm not against medication. I'm against the overuse of medication or the unnecessary use of medication. All of those things just about that you've talked about, I've actually treated by changing people's diets and lifestyles. I help my patients to focus on what their passion is, you know, so they have a reason to live. I tell them if they have a reason to live, they have a reason to change. And it's amazing. I remember this one patient who was severely schizophrenic on all kind of medicine. And when he changed his lifestyle, got to walking, start moving into where he wanted to go with his life. One day we were laughing. I said, you know, man, you don't even look crazy anymore. His whole countenance changed. My daughter is a psychologist, so I'm not against. When I was in college, I had to take an extra year because my advisor messed up. Most of the courses I took were psychology and sociology courses. I believe in that, so I'm on board with that. But one of the things that we must recognize is that our diets affect all of that.
Yep,
our diets affect all of that.
And lifestyle.
So, diets and lifestyle. And so while we need to get the supportive care, you know, you need to get a good psychologist, psychiatrist, you know, especially psychologist, and you need to get a good support team, you also need to get on a good diet. All right? And you need to get an exercise program. And that can help a great, great deal. Thank you so much.
Okay, and with that being said, what you said that's helping a great, great deal, I know that you are an advocate of overuse and misuse, and you said that you have helped people with that. Now, when I was speaking of our demographic, knowing that some majority of my demographic happened to be African American, and for those Black American, for those Negro, what do you recommend for the ones that come from impoverished districts or poverty and the right foods were in the household? So now they're 30 years late on getting the proper diet. How long do you feel that turnaround time could be with that diet change from your experience?
Well, I treat people all the time from those impoverished. I'm a project boy. I'm a welfare kid. So I'm very familiar with that. I used to have an office in Kennebunk Park, so I had a housing project. They thought when I came that I was no good because I wouldn't come to the projects if I was good. I said, everybody poor need good doctors too. And so I'm very familiar with that. But I learned to eat vegetables in the projects. All right. I learned to eat vegetables when we were on welfare. My mother would take us to shop where the wealthy people shop. And we'd come on the bus because we didn't have no car with bags of food. So you can learn how to eat regardless of where you are. All right. You know, we're working with an impoverished group right now through our church. And it's amazing what's happening as we are working with those people, teaching them and helping them to change their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so poor, just because you're poor don't mean that you're dumb. All right. And you can learn. And if you're willing, you know, my first project that I worked on when I left surgery, went into holistic medicine, I wanted to work with old, poor, uneducated black folks living in high-rise buildings in Washington, D.C. And I'm telling you, we made some significant changes in those people. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Just got a few more minutes, but let's quickly go back to the phones. Just calling you on the line. All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, can you hear me? Okay, real quick. You were talking about beans, right, and eating beans. Can you name some of the best beans to eat for you know, as far as health-wise is concerned?
The ones you like?
I like pinto beans.
I was raised on pintos. So I say it that way because, you know, all these beans have a lot of good nutrients in them, some perhaps more than others, but it's the one that you're going to eat consistently, all right? For me, I like kidney beans and black beans. I had my black beans this morning, you know. But all of them, the lentils, you know, chickpeas, they all have fantastic nutrients and can be. As a matter of fact, I suggest that you have a variety of beans.
Mm-hmm.
Have a variety of beans, and okay. you'll get all those nutrients.
All right, thanks.
Number 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm extremely well. You've been here. I'm excited. Talk about beans, boy.
I know. I was just listening in. Hi. How you? Thank you for all that you're doing. And I just came across this channel as I was driving home, and I'm going through some, you know, a situation with myself with menopause and depression and high blood pressure and you know, I'm in my 50s, and I also have a son. And I'm looking to change now. You know, I've come into, you know, some scares in my life, and I'm realizing now that it's my diet, and it's just kind of hard to begin a plant-based diet when you've had a diet that you thought was good, you know, processed foods or
It's not as hard as you think. Most of my patients, 90% of my patients come in or more probably, on a poor diet. But the thing that they have is what you have, is that's the desire to change. And what we do is we teach you how to change. Just like I mentioned earlier, one of the first things that I do with my patients, I ask them to focus in on what their passion is. All right?
Yeah.
What is it that you want for your life? Because if you talk to people, you'll find out that most folk are not following their passion. They're working a job just to make a living. And I ain't got a problem making a living, but I don't want to spend all these years working just to make a living. All right?
Yeah.
I want to make a difference in the world. All right?
Yeah.
I want to be happy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And healthy.
I agree. I agree. It's easy to do, but I guess it seems hard because what if you have
it seems to hard because we yeah. say that it seems hard. You got to start saying, hey, this is it. You know, medical school was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I would never allow myself to think that medical school was hard when I was going through it.
Yeah.
because my thinking was that if I thought it was hard, I may quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't achieve what I wanted to achieve since I was 5 years old. And so mm-hmm. I wouldn't think about it as hard. I thought about, I am actually fulfilling a dream.
Yeah.
And I just work yeah. hard.
And trust me, caller, cancer is hard. Heart disease yeah. is hard. Diabetes, if you get amputation or blind, it's hard.
Yeah,
this is
yes.
changing your life. The lifestyle is easy compared to that.
Compared to that, yeah. You know, thank you for. Yeah, you know, yes. That's all I can say. Yes, I can't make up anything. You know, I just say yes. Just say yes. You know,
and I tell my patients it's hard. It's hard to change. All right, yeah. but like yeah. Frank says. The option. Option is even worse.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Because if you change yeah. it, and what I find, caller, is that people, as they start changing, they start laughing. One Baptist preacher called me one day. He said, and he's one of my favorites, you know, he said, Doc, uh-huh. I never thought that I would ever say that I was off chicken and didn't miss it. But I don't. All right? I said, is that your wife? She's fixing those good foods. Because
wow.
good
wow.
healthy foods don't need to taste bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Thank you for saying that, because I'm trying to, you know, get my son on board. He's 14 and I wanna do this for him too. I want to have him eating right. You know, it's not fair to have me eat right, not him. You know, I want to get him on that kid too. So I'm going to do that. See if I can make something interesting for him, you know?
When you call me and I'll give you some of my smoothie recipes.
Yeah.
That's how I turned my grandson around.
Really?
I gave him some smoothies and I'm telling you, he was excited. All right. He was excited, and he learned how to eat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Just smoothies. Thank you so much.
Do you have a book? Hold on. Do you have a book that we could get so we can get these recipes for that?
We have a lot of materials. Yes, we have a lot of materials.
Okay, so I know you have to go, but I'm really serious about this. Like, can I call back when the show's over and you can give me a link or a website? I'm trying to do this today.
Stay online and they can give you some information.
A link. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, doctor. Thank you. Okay.
All right. I wanted to mention, Brother Frank, is that these foods that we're eating, these fatty foods, these sugary foods, these processed foods, they also have a impact on our brains.
Yes.
All right. And they affect the dopamine in our brains. And so we start developing addictions to the foods, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whereas if you eat the whole unprocessed foods, the fruit, the vegetables, the natural dopamine is released, and you don't get the addictions that you get from these highly processed foods that's been engineered. to create a more powerful, rapid surge of these dopamines, so that these hyper palatable foods that are concentrated to give you that dose of pleasure and overwhelm our nervous system, Brother Frank. You know, and so it's not an accident that we're supersizing.
It's demonic.
It's demonic. And so as a result, we need to get some spiritual help.
Yes.
And we need to start speaking the words. You know, I will not live. I will not die, but live. You know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, we start speaking it, you know, higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his children. You know, start speaking. And it's amazing what will happen when you do that. Brother Frank, I'm going to shut up.
Thank you, Doc. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins believes teaching healthy living can reverse diseases and extend life. He advocates holistic medicine. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our able engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, who was superb, and Katia Stitt, program director, who was also superb, and all of the WPFW staff, engineers, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni, for what you do to keep DC healthy. Thank you, Aladari and Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Listen in next Monday at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo, I eat calado, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice, and peas, and pumpkin, mango, dates, and guava.
The Birchmere presents The Robert Cray Band, September 24th. Arturo Sandoval, September 28th. And The Whispers on October 10th and 11th. Details at TheBirchmere.com.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. President Trump is publicly increasing pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with prosecuting his political opponents. In social media posts over the weekend, he identified some of these top critics, singling out former FBI Director James B. Comey, Senator Adam B. Schiff of California, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Since the 1970s, the Justice Department has sought to be mostly independent from the president, while the White House customarily does not step in and direct prosecutors to bring charges. However, things are different with this administration, leading Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to say that Trump is turning the Justice Department, quote, into an instrument that goes after his enemies, whether they're guilty or not. He also said, and I quote, "This is the path to a dictatorship. That's what dictatorships do," end quote. Autism in the United States is on the rise. According to a CDC report published in April, about one in every 31 children was diagnosed with autism by age 8 in the year 2022, which is an increase from one in 36 children in the year 2020. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by persistent challenges in social communication, repetitive behaviors, and restricted interests. Today, President Trump is expected to announce a link between the development of autism in children with the use of Tylenol or acetaminophen during pregnancy, along with low levels of folate, a vitamin that is important for proper development of a baby's brain and spine. However, Dr. Christopher Zahn, chief of clinical practice for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, refutes the president's claims, saying, and I quote, "There is no clear evidence that proves a direct relationship between the prudent use of acetaminophen during pregnancy and fetal developmental issues," adding that neurodevelopmental disorders like autism have different factors and are very difficult to associate with one singular cause. Dr. Zahn therefore said that pregnant women should not be scared away from taking Tylenol, which is one of the safest pain relief options for them. September is the third month of the Atlantic hurricane season, which runs from June 1st to November 30th, and yet another hurricane is causing concern. Hurricane Gabrielle continues to pick up strength in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major hurricane by tonight, around the time that it's expected to pass the east of Bermuda. Therefore, residents of Bermuda are being put on alert to monitor the storm's progress. Gabrielle is expected to make a northeastward turn, meaning it will move away from the United States, so there are currently no coastal watches or warnings in effect. However, parts of America could be affected by the hurricane's swells. In this context, swells refer to a series of large, organized, and powerful waves generated by strong winds from a storm. Forecasters predict that the swells generated by Hurricane Gabrielle may reach the east coast of the United States from North Carolina northward, as well as Atlantic Canada. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Lastly, you've heard of Black History Month in February and Black Music Month in June, but what about African Heritage Month in September? Last year, Maryland Governor Wes Moore proclaimed September 2024 as African Heritage Month to mark the significant contributions of African immigrants to Maryland's cultural, social, and economic landscape. While this official proclamation for the state of Maryland came last year, Montgomery County, Maryland has celebrated this Heritage Month for over a decade. The County Council President, Kate Stewart, said, and I quote, "Over 16% of the overall immigrant population in our county is from Africa." And in a recent social media post from Governor Moore, it was mentioned that Africans represent 40% of all businesses in the state of Maryland. In today's weather, it's currently about 77 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.